Something flickered at the edge of his vision.
Syl?
He glanced toward her, a question on his lips. The Spren beside him was glowing yellow, not blue-white. The tiny woman stood on a translucent pillar of golden stone that had risen from the ground to put her even with Kaladin's gaze. It, like the Spren herself, was the yellow-white color of the center of a flame. She wore a flowing dress that covered her legs entirely. Hands behind her back, she inspected him. Her face was shaped oddly, narrow, but with large childlike eyes, like something from Shinnabar. Kaladin's jump caused the little Spren to smile.
Pretend you don't know anything about Spren like her.
I can see you.
Because I want you to. You're an odd one.
Why? Why do you want me to see you?
So we can talk? Why are you still here, human?
Your parchment took me captive.
Your mother teach you to lie like that? They're less than a month old. Congratulations on fooling them. I'm a tad older than a month.
The world is changing. The country is in upheaval. I guess I want to see where this goes.
She contemplated him. Fortunately, he had a good excuse for the bead of sweat that trickled down the side of his face. Facing a strangely intelligent, glowing yellow Spren would unnerve anyone, not just a man with too many things to hide.
Would you fight for us, deserter?
Would I be allowed?
My kind aren't nearly as inclined towards discrimination as yours. If you can carry a spear and take orders, then I certainly wouldn't turn you away. The final decision won't be mine. I am but a messenger.
Where can I find out for certain?
At our destination.
Which is?
Close enough. Why? You have pressing appointments elsewhere? Off for a beer trim, perhaps? Or a lunch date with your grandmother?
Kaladin rubbed at his face. He'd almost been able to forget about the hairs that prickled at the sides of his mouth.
Tell me, how did you know that there would be a high storm tonight?
I felt it. In my bones.
Humans cannot feel storms, regardless of the body part in question.
Seemed like the right time for one, with the weeping having stopped and all.
She didn't nod or give any visible sign of what she thought of that comment. She merely held her knowing smile, then faded from his view.